Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning again. Well, morning here anyway. Shirley and I are in Reno, Nevada today. We'll be giving a program for a wonderful group here, some great friends we've had through the years. And so we're excited about that. So far, it's been a great trip that we've had out west. And so here we are. Episode number 74, and thank you all for staying with me through this process. It's been fun. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about light. In fact, the music I'm going to play is from what I've worked through on the text of the descriptions of the menorah, the candlestick in the tabernacle. And if you remember the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, we did the altar of burnt offering. And then last week we did the laver. And trying to just think about how those, the work of the worship at those pieces of furniture in the tabernacle are so current for us today. And then reading from some of the Psalms that encourage us in that process. So today, I will be reading out of Psalm 89. And one of the phrases in there is that when I was looking for a psalm that I thought applied to light really well, it was interesting how several of them talked about the light of his countenance. And this one talks about the light of your face, and that we should walk in the light of his face. So there's something about the light of his face that's important, David understood. And the menorah was a part of the tabernacle where in the worship service that we describe in this program that we're doing, once we've offered our sacrifice of what we want to get rid of in our life, and then we've washed our hands and feet to enter into the holy place, the next thing that we will do is to stand before the menorah and examine ourselves in the light of his presence. Yeshua said, I am the light of the world. And I think, interestingly, that could easily be referring to his representation in the tabernacle as the menorah. So we come before that tabernacle, come into that tabernacle, and we stand, first of all, in that light to make sure that we're not bringing anything else with us that we should have left back on the brazen altar. And so, how do we apply that to our life today? One of the things that I constantly harp on, haha, my little pun there. Anyway, people tell me I'm always harping, but anyway, one of the things is what I keep saying, relationship is the most important thing. The one string on my harp I play, relationship, relationship, relationship. Because it's in that relationship that we learn to trust our Heavenly Father no matter what's going on around us. And there's a lot going on around us right now. I'm in a pretty quiet place myself right now, but I'm looking at the news and there's riots. There are people trying to burn down buildings. There are people who actually were caught trying to kill people, assassinate, I guess you would use the word. And things are not looking well financially for so many people right now. And so I know that many people, if not most, are asking, how can we fix this? What's the answer? What's to this problem? Things are getting worse. What can we do? And so I'm going to start reading Psalm 89 here as the music plays, and then I'll fade into the music for a while, and then I'll have some comments at the end. But I just want to encourage each one of you, and myself, that the worse things get in this world, the more we need to turn to our Heavenly Father. We need to stand in His light. And give praise to Him. You know, one of the teachings that I had come under Dr. Jim Wilder made the point that as we praise the Heavenly Father, it opens the windows of heaven. It allows Him to speak into our lives and to show us the way that we need to walk. He said, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And then on down in James, the book of Yaakov actually, but this was later called James in honor of King James. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give it abundantly, freely, and he won't hold it back. So in these tumultuous times, that is our answer. And I say it so many times, but that simple song, turn your eyes on Yeshua, Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So, Psalm 89. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. I establish your seed forever and shall build up your throne to all generations. Selah. Stop and think about that. And the word for chosen there in Hebrew is Mashiach. And so not only is he talking about his chosen of David, but also Yeshua, who would come from the line of David. And the heavens praise your wonders, O Yahweh, your trustworthiness too, in the assembly of the set apart ones. For who in the heavens is comparable to you? Who among the sons of the mighty is like you? Yahweh is greatly feared in the company of the set-apart ones, and awesome above all those around him. O Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh Tzevaot, who is mighty like you? O Yah, and your trustworthiness is all around you. I'm actually reading from the scripture versions, people of you today, and some of you keep asking me what I read out of, so that's what I'm reading today. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with the arm of your strength. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that it fills it. You have founded them. North and south, you have created them. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon, rejoice in your name. Think of that as mountains rejoicing. That's an amazing thought. You have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and right ruling are the foundation of your throne. Loving commitment and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the sounding. They walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your face. That's where we need to walk, in the light of his face, and know his sound. Hear his voice. In your name they rejoice all day long, and they are exalted in your righteousness. For you are the comeliness of their strength, and by your good pleasure our horn is exalted. For Yahweh is our shield, and the set-apart one of Israel is our sovereign. Then you spoke in a vision to your lovingly committed one, and you said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my set-apart oil I anointed him. With whom my hand is established, my arm also strengthens him. No enemy subjects him to tribute, and no son of wickedness afflicts him. And I shall beat down his adversaries before his face, and plague those who hate him. But my trustworthiness and my loving commitment are with him, and my name is his horn is exalted, and in my name his horn is exalted. And I shall set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He calls out to me, you are my Father, my El, my God, the rock of my deliverance. I also appointed him firstborn, highest of the sovereign of the earth. I guard my loving commitment for him forever, and my covenant is steadfast with him. And I shall establish his seed forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. If his sons forsake my Torah, and they do not walk in my right rulings, if they profane my laws and do not guard my commands, there's a lot of that going around us right now, folks. Then I shall visit their transgression with the rod, and their crookedness with flogging. So we might have a little bit of that to look forward to. I'm not going to be the one to say, but that's what he says. But my loving commitment I do not take away from him, nor be false to my trustworthiness. I shall not profane my covenant, neither would I change what has gone out from my lips. When God says something, he means it and he doesn't change. Once I have sworn by my set-apartness, I do not lie to David. His seed shall be forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Like the moon, it is established forever, and the witness in the heaven is steadfast. Selah. Stop and think about that. If the sun hasn't gone away and the moon hasn't gone away, then his covenant hasn't gone away. Yet you have rejected and spurned. You have been wroth with your anointed. You have disowned the covenant of your servant. You have defiled his diadem in the dust. You have broken down all his hedges, and you have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. And that's what happened when they walked away from God and started worshiping idols. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. And it seems like a lot of that happening to our country right now. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Moreover, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not made him stand in battle. You have brought an end to his splendor and have hurled his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. Selah. So, just about the opposite when we walk away from God as when we walk toward God. How long, O Yahweh, would you be hidden? Would your wrath burn like fire forever? Please remember how short our time is. Why should you have created all the sons of men for nothing? What man would live and not see death? Who rescues his life from the power of Sheol? Selah. If there's anyone that's going to save us, stop and think about that now. If there's anybody going to save us, it's got to be him. And we have, and this is an appeal to him. You haven't made us for nothing, have you? Yahweh, where are your former loving commitments, which you swore to David in your trustworthiness? Yahweh, please remember the reproach of your servants that I have borne in my bosom of all the many people with which your enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed, reproached them. So he's ending the psalm in an appeal, Father, don't forget us. And this final verse, 52, he says, blessed be Yahweh forever. Amen and amen. And so he's coming to the point where all the, having turned away from God, Israel, and I would even say the United States, has suffered a lot of damage. And David is saying here, you haven't created us for nothing. You haven't brought us forth to just end in this fizzling out. Please restore us. And the final text, blessed be Yahweh forever. So the answer is to praise Yahweh, to turn back to him, to come back into the light of his presence. So I'm going to let the music play a little more, and then I'll have a few final comments for this week. So let me encourage each of us, myself included, that as we look at the news today and as we see what's going on around us, not just here in our own land, but also in the world at large, that we can trust our Heavenly Father. The answer to the problems is to turn back to the source of wisdom, the source of guidance, the source of the covenant that He made way back with Adam, and then with Abraham, and then with Noah, and well, with Noah first, and then with Abraham. That our Heavenly Father, He's promised, He said, if you will follow my ways, you will have blessing and you will have life. If you turn away from me, if you step out of the light of my presence, the light of my face, then there's cursing and death, not because he's sitting there ready to throw lightning rods at us and strike us, but because we step out of the path of safety that he's laid out for us to walk. And when we step over that rope that marks that pathway and go out into the wilderness, he says, oh, don't go. Hosea chapter 11, how can I give you up? How can I let you go? But he honors our free choice and he lets us go. And his purpose, he says that he's willing that none should perish. His desire is that we should turn around, look full in his face, the light of his countenance, and let his light show us his path so that we can step back over the rope and get back on the path that he's laid out for us, that is safety, blessing, life, the way he chose and designed for us to live. I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not evil, hope and a future. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.